That whole situation, as the tower called it, I got into the back of Harris from the get-go. I drove into the back of Harris, Hogue bogged down. Harris tried coming low. I was already going low. I made contact. I spun him. But it all comes down to the first incident was that I kept my spot. I didn't spin. Harris did. He got one to the back. I kept my spot. The second incident with Haynes, the 86, they said Hogue bogged down. I checked up. 86 drove into the back of me. I got spun, so it's Hogue's fault. But I was the one that was wrecked, so I get sent to the back. 86 kept his spot. So it's a kind of a racing ordeal, you know. It's definitely racing by all means. I don't think it's the right calls to be made. You know, if somebody makes contact with somebody, they should be sent to the back. I should have been sent to the back for the back stretch with Harris. 86 should have been sent to the back for the wreck with me. So.
And then we get to the end of the race there, where you were able to race back up through the field. Granted, the attrition helped everybody tonight, and you looked pretty good, and especially after. We lost all first, second, and third up there, and then suddenly Alex has the lead, and he was off the pace as it was. It seemed actually like a winnable car.
Yeah, you know, we right from the get-go, I got to start by saying we switched cars. This isn't the car I've been running all year. This is the car Magner drove last year. We went through it, switched the motors out, built a brand new body. We did everything that we would normally do during the winter in a matter of 2 weeks. And it's been a long 2 weeks. My crew hasn't, you know, they've been backing me up every step of the way. My family, my little brother especially, you know, I've had more support from my guys than I could ask for. But the car was great right from the get-go. The car was better on lap 75 than it was on lap 1. With the fuel load, when the fuel load burned off, my tires were still there. At the beginning of the race, I was still... When Russ got past Hogue, I knew Hogue's going to be hard to pass. I've been there. I've done that. I've dealt with it. He races hard. He's got a good motor. He stops in the corners. It's just he races like I'm going to say it nicely, but he races like garbage. And, you know, I wanted to take my position when I could to get by him. I didn't want to wait till the end because I knew I was going to waste my tires trying to get by him. So I tried racing hard in the beginning. You know, I was on the outside of him, and, you know, three and four, he stuffed me in the foam. You know, our whole right rear tire and nerf bar got stuffed in the outside fence on the, four. So right from the get-go, that's when I lost his positions to Barry and Jason. And, you know, it's just frustrating. You know, the guy wants to say he's all great and he's a modified driver and yada, 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 and shoot his mouth off on how awesome he is. But you show him a wheel and he's just going to put you in the wall. He's just the kind of driver he is. So about time he got a taste of his own medicine to be completely blown and blowed it. You know what I mean? When I was sitting in fifth with five laps to go, and I said he just inherited the lead because Doyle had some bad luck with the left front tire. I said if I get there, it's wreckers or checkers. And it would have been with him or Jason or any other guy that would have been in the front lead. It's classic. Weekend, you know, you're not going to finish second or finish third. You're going out wreckers for checkers. That's it. Period.
Did you try to knock him loose? Because it's a pretty square hit.
No, he was so slow trying to protect his line that when I got past the 86 pushed up with five laps to go. I was sitting in fifth or sixth place. And I said, there's no way I'm getting past these cars in time to get to him for the checkered. And everybody's kind of pushed up out of the way. And I'm telling you, our car was so good at lap 75 that I mean, I just was driving underneath people, and by the time we got past 86, coming out of 2, going down the backstretch, I said, there's no way at all that I'm catching this car before the laps are over, and we caught, you know, 4 or 5 car lengths through 3 and 4, and going down the front stretch, I figured, you know, driving hard, catch another 3-4 car lengths, blow his doors off through 3 and 4, and beat him in the line for the finish, and I caught him so fast because he was so slow that I had no time to react. It's most definitely, I'm not blaming anything on him. He was doing what he had to do to protect his line, to protect his race, to try getting the win. I came in hard. I was doing 120. He was doing 60 miles an hour. So, you know, if your car is that bad, you don't deserve to win, period. But I made a mistake. I stepped on my own toes or however you want to call it. I should have known how slow he was, and I should have made the pass in 3 and 4. It's disappointed myself. For myself, you know, classic, that's a huge deal. And my crew, my guys, my father, Carly, you know, all my sponsors alone, you know, I wish I would have got it tonight. What's up?
7th place doesn't mean much to you then.
No, 7th place is garbage. It's classic. It's you know, there's the money doesn't matter. The $2,200 check don't mean shoot. You know, it really doesn't mean anything. It's all a matter of winning. You know, that's why we come here. Every single race car driver comes to the racetrack to win. You know, Jason Simmons said I should have been more patient. I saw the white flag. I went for the win. You know, you don't be patient. Any time of the race, any day, any Saturday, it doesn't matter. We all come here to win every single week. There's nothing. It doesn't matter if it's a championship. It doesn't matter. You're always here to win, period. That's final line. The money, you're always going to invest money. There's nothing that comes back to it. So that's it.